From NPR News, this is Day to Day. You know, you are right to look at that tomato in your fridge with suspicion. 17 states now report that raw tomatoes are contaminated with salmonella. Today, the Bush administration is asking Congress to set aside more money for food safety, some $257 million for the Food and Drug Administration. Joining us now is John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, what would this money go for?
Well, it would pay for more inspections of farms and food production factories, both here and abroad. The FDA plans to hire 500 more inspectors and open offices in Asia and Latin America to check on food before it's shipped to the U.S. As part of this, the administration is also asking for permission to certify private third-party inspectors to backstop government inspectors who clearly haven't been able to keep up with the food supply. As you know, the country's been plagued recently by recalls of contaminated fruits and vegetables, in many cases from overseas.
Hmm. So it sounds pretty ambitious. Will $275 million be enough?
Well, many senators don't think so. They're trying to add that much money to this year's budget through an emergency budget bill. I checked in with Michael Taylor, who's a health professor at George Washington University and a former deputy commissioner at the FDA. He says this request is not enough.
The FDA Science Board, distinguished scientists from all across the country, academic and industry, all recommended not just increases like the one the White House is proposing for 2009, but systematic building up of the resources for FDA's food safety program to more than double, phased in over the next 5 years. So we've got a long-term rebuilding process that we've got to be working on.
You know, John, a lot of people abroad are suspicious of our products. Beef in particular is causing headlines in South Korea. It might bring down the government beef exports from the United States. How are the exports being affected?
Yeah. Also, as you know, the European Union has been blocking chickens from the U.S. over safety concerns for more than a decade. And yeah, in South Korea, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets to protest the resumption of U.S. beef imports. The people there are worried about mad cow disease. These protests are so huge that they threaten to bring down the government, like you say. Now, chicken and beef safety is not in the FDA's purview. But Michael Taylor says the general perception of unsafe food here in the U.S. threatens export markets.
That's bound to undercut confidence among trading partners, as it does among American consumers. And that's part of the real shame here, is we don't want people to stop eating tomatoes or leafy green vegetables.
Now, the safety of the U.S. food supply and whether the FDA has enough money to ensure it will be the subject of a House hearing on Thursday.
Well, thanks, John. That's John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.